Scorpions Avenue.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Jew. I mean Moshe Kasher. Welcome to the show. Can I tell you how fun it was to be on your podcast that we did live at UCB with the craziest story I've ever...
That was wild.
Was that Hound Tall?
It's called Hound Tall, yeah. It's sort of like a TED Talk meets Mystery Science Theater.
You had a guy tell, and I'm just going to, I don't want to give the full story. You
go back and listen to
our episode
with
of
Ron Funches and...
Who was the guy's name who did, I forget
Australia.
His Australian comic.
Monty Franklin.
Monty Franklin, who was kidnapped
twice
in Mexico.
The funny part was that he was so Australian, he was kind of complicit in his own kidnapping. Yeah. It was kind of like, you deserve this.
He threw away most of the details in that. Like, it was just a night of party.
So I walked for 29 miles, and you're like, what the fuck?
Then there was the best part was when he goes, and then there was a man with a white suit.
That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
Now listen up.
You want to hear it, listen to it.
Well, Moshe Kasher is with us. He is one of our favorite people to pierce the dumb bubble that is happening in the world right now.
We'll promote his stuff, what he has going on.
We'll talk about it later, but we got dumbness to get into right now. Daniel Van Kirk, what do we got?
We have a story sent in by Save the Muck Dogs at Jake Groney. Nice, has some sort of muck dog situation that he's trying to save.
Groney.
Couple, here's the headline. Couple got engaged at Walmart hours after staging robbery.
There's something sweet. Isn't there something nice about it?
By the way, there is like a ride or die like attitude with those two people.
With
each
crime.
Other. Like,
it's kind of a Bonnie and Clyde, but on a much, much lower scale.
Yeah. Burke County, North
Carolina.
It's like
a roll back the prices on a Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, if they're at a Walmart, the chances are it's a shotgun wedding. She's probably pregnant.
And they stole a shotgun.
And they stole a shotgun.
And ammo.
This comes from WSOCTV.com. Okay. Authorities said a clerk and her fiance, you know, she was like,
inside
put
job.
Fiance, motherfucker, put fiance, because we're engaged now, have been
I'm
charged.
I'm not just the mother of his kids.
Have been charged after they planned and carried out an armed robbery at the Morganton convenience store where the woman worked. Mm. Surveillance video shows a man armed with an ornamental sword. Already. she's saying, make sure you put fiance. He's saying, make sure it says ornamental.
Sword. Babe, look at the ornament. You see what that is? That ornament? That's a diamond. Well, it's not. That's a cubic zirconia.
Babe.
Tell. You only know because I told you.
Babe, this isn't just a regular sword. There's some serious ornament to it.
Right.
You know it's so ornamental, he hung it on his Christmas tree.
Yes. For sure.
Yes. You don't think these are Jews? I'm just kidding.
Surveillance video shows a man armed with an ornamental sword robbing Big Daddy's Minute Mart. That is the name of it. That's asking you to get robbed.
Wow.
Big Daddy's Minute Mart. And you know how they spell it? M-I-N-I-T. That's minute.
Minute Mart. Big Daddy. Big Daddy would be... Actually, you know that he went in earlier to Queso Joint, and he asked Big Daddy for permission to...
Is it Big Daddy Kane?
Yeah,
by the way,
Big Daddy Kane.
How do we know that this isn't a full... Well, I'm just going to suggest a store. Please, just stay with me.
I love when someone tells you their joke's going to take a minute.
Big Daddy's Canes. And it's just a store that sells ornamental canes, like really special, like pimp canes, with like goblets that are attached to the top.
That.
And it's owned by Big Daddy Kane, and it's somewhere.
Big Daddy's Canes.
Big Daddy's Canes.
Right next door, MC's Hammers. It's a hardware store.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Why aren't these things there?
True to form, at MC Hammers, way too many employees for what you need on the floor.
They're bankrupt again? What happened? They just came out.
When you ask, do you have this in a slightly larger size? They go back into the back, they look through, and from the back you hear them scream, uh-oh, here comes the hammer.
That's right.
And all over the store, It says you break it, you buy it. You cannot touch
any
of this.
Yeah, when the kids come in, the proprietor says, can't touch this.
I also love that this store starts on one block and then moves over to another block and then moves back to the first block. And
Well, my favorite part in MC Hammer's Behind the Music is that moment when he realized someone told him he had 83 people working for him and why he was out of money. Like, what do you mean out of money? Like, you have 83 people on stage with you.
He bought the Oakland Police Department a helicopter.
Why?
I don't know. It's the least rapper thing to do. Yeah. I mean, and most rappers.
Right. And most rapper thing to do. I'm gonna buy you this to bus me.
So the guy with the ornamental sword robs Big Daddy's Minute Mart on Carbon City Road Monday night. The store's clerk, Callie Carswell, appeared to be distraught as she called 911.
Winner of American Idol Season 5.
Callie Carswell.
Even though investigators
said...
She was
amazing. No one thought she could win. Her grandmother definitely didn't think she could.
Investigators said they believed the sword-wielding robber
Her grandmother, who's her best friend.
Hold on, because I had another riff, and I didn't want to cut him off either. But actually, the reason she won is that she took out her nearest competition by hiring someone to kneecap them with one of MC's hammers.
That's
a Harding tie-in kind of thing.
They believe that the sword-wielding robber was Carrie Carswell's fiance, Clarence Moore. Officials said Moore was in the store earlier wearing the same pants seen on the robber. So he did go into Case the Joint and then didn't change his clothes.
Sometimes Sword more is more.
They also checked social media accounts and spotted him wearing the same glasses and bandana seen in the surveillance video.
Babe, that's my sword bandana. I can't have the ornamental sword.
I have to wear the full Confederate outfit with the ornamental sword. I'm not going to go in and rob
it
Big Daddy's Minute
Mart. It doesn't work any other way. If I don't wear the bandana, people think the North won. What?
What? In the video, Carswell sobbed as she handed money over from the register and safe to the robber. She's an actor at work.
Wait, but so if you have someone who works for the store
at Big Daddy's Minute Mart,
why can't you just have her take
the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You don't need a sword.
Cut out the middleman.
Wouldn't she know where the cameras are?
But are they staging? This is my question. So he's coming with the sword. Right. Give me all your money. Yes. Meanwhile, she's connected to him.
Right.
Let me just pose. This is a crazy idea, crazy thought to your point.
Yeah.
Maybe these two weren't like all that bright. I'm just saying. Maybe they didn't think all the different things through.
No? They thought it through. Okay. You think you bring an ornamental sword because you don't have a plan?
That's right. The plan is to ride in through Gettysburg.
Yes.
Cut off the supply lines to the north at the bridge over the river.
This was well thought out. Yeah. This guy brought an ornamental sword to a sword fight.
Yeah.
Give me all your money. All your hugs and kisses, too.
That should be their first dance.
Which is ZZ Top. Yeah. And she considers him to be a ZZ Bottom.
In the video, Carswell sobbed as she handed over money from the register and safe to the robber. Quote, I'm trying, Carswell told the robber through tears in surveillance video.
By the way, this could be a fight that they had about something else. I'm trying is about so many other things.
Quote,
I'm trying. She goes, you gotta get out of the house.
She goes on again. Quote, she says, I'm trying. Then again, quote, I'm trying. Please, I have kids. This is what I hope. Okay? In my mind, she was working. He came into the store. They had a normal conversation. He came back to rob her. She doesn't realize it's her fiance.
Oh, he's wearing a real mask.
That's my hope.
Real mask.
Is it same bandana, same glasses, same pants? She knows that sword because it hangs above their bed, and she does not realize.
Babe, someone robbed our house and then came in here and tried to rob us.
Right. And he must have robbed you first because he was wearing your pants the whole time.
And your bandana.
I mean, they're obviously not together, but I would hope. What if he really got her, too?
Oh, that would be great.
Babe, you said mix it up.
That's right.
I'm trying. Please, I have kids. Yeah. When the robber,
you know them. They're your kids.
Yeah, that's.
Wait,
it's never good when the robber's
don't go
like.
That far.
When the robber's like, I know. To whatever you yell.
David and Lisa.
Lisa. When the robber left the store, Carswell called 911. Channel 9's Dave Faraday.
Oh, always the smoking gun himself. The Ronan Farrow of Carbondale Boulevard.
Doesn't mind putting on waiters and getting in the flood.
Dave Faraday was there as Carswell was escorted into the Burke County Magistrate's office where she threatened reporters. Carrie Carswell said to reporters, quote, I will assault you. Which
is very legalistic.
Yes. Which makes it scarier to me.
Like, I will assault you.
Way to take the sexiness out of it.
She went on to deny her involvement in the robbery. Quote, watch the video. I wasn't involved. So she wanted some. The reason she didn't rob, she wanted some deniability.
Watch the video. See if I don't say I have kids. You right. know I'm not involved,
right?
I said I have kids. I was crying.
Public safety officer said there were inconsistencies with Carswell's story, and Moore later confessed to the crime. So he didn't hold up.
There's more.
I know. Quote,
Clarence Moore.
They definitely planned it together. It's very unusual, but it does happen, said Lieutenant Josiah Brown with the Morganton Police
Thank
Public
God
Safety.
The cop's name is Josiah. Because just when this story couldn't get more southern, Sheriff Josiah saunters
Josiah.
In.
Josiah, beard, no mustache.
Yeah,
Josiah.
His belly spilling over his utility belt right. and Josiah. His old revolver that doesn't belong in a police force anymore.
Communicates
is that a Civil
with
War
size.
Musket?
He yeah. communicates via sigh. Yeah. When police executed a search warrant on Moore's vehicle, they found money from the store. How would you know? And a handwritten list of materials needed to conduct the robbery. Ornamental sword.
Same
bandana,
pants.
Same pants.
Do not change
Moshe,
pants.
It said, my good pants.
Those are the Robin pants.
At Moore's and Carswell's house, police said they found the weapon and clothing worn by Moore during the robbery.
The list says real sword, and then it's crossed out and then written over it, ornamental sword. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
With
asterisk,
a little arrow.
Special occasion.
Babe, should I use my real ornamental? I already wrote it.
Just put ornamental above
cross it. Cross
it
out.
Carswell, Carrie, allowed officers to search her cell phone, where they found videos of her and Moore getting engaged at Walmart early Tuesday morning after the robbery.
Yep.
Oh, so this was total. At first, I thought this was a story about them getting engaged at a Walmart that they then robbed.
No.
They went to the Walmart because it's a romantic location.
That was.
Then moved along to pay for some of the stuff that they put on layaway.
It was plan a reward.
Full plan is yes. you come in the middle of the night, rob me while I'm at working. We then take that money to go to Walmart and sure. buy our rings, where we'll then have someone film us getting engaged.
So Josiah said, this is not, you know. The planning of a robbery between an employee and their spouse or whatever is not uncommon. I wonder how uncommon is it to have a post-robbery wedding ceremony at a Walmart.
It's an engagement, Rand. It's not a wedding Sorry. Ceremony. Take it easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a meet cute.
It is a meet cute.
This is a delightful story.
She also, once you let them search your phone, what are you even trying to hide anymore?
Nothing. You're telling the truth at that point.
Also, he must have been wearing the pants for the engagement as well, or they wouldn't have been able to identify.
Those are the good pants.
Yeah.
Receipts seized showed the engagement rings were purchased at Walmart. Carswell has been charged with conspiracy for robbery with a dangerous weapon, false report to police, and misuse of a 911 system.
Can we blame Jared for this?
Jared Fogle?
No. Jared as like the, he went to Jared. Like the idea that the only way you can get married is if you spend a lot of money on an engagement.
And the only way you can get engaged at Walmart is if you stole that money.
Yeah.
So she was convicted, she was charged with?
Conspiracy for robbery. With a dangerous weapon.
And?
Moore was charged
loving
with
too much.
Yeah, he's
charged with that
caring
too,
too much?
Yeah, just loving.
Moore was charged with conspiracy for robbery with a dangerous weapon. And robbery with a dangerous weapon, because he did it both.
And first-degree LARPing.
Yes, he was role-playing.
Carswell and Moore both received $50,000 secured bonds and had court dates set for November 26th. Additional charges are pending against them both.
Jeez.
The Morganton News
Herald contributed. What other charges could there be?
Yeah, that seems like that's everything.
Yeah.
The sad part is they had to pawn their rings to make bail.
Probably.
Yeah, that was
and
the bummer.
It's evidence.
And you know who loses in the end? Big Daddy.
That's
Big
right.
Big Daddy's the one who
He's
loses.
Out an employee and a best friend.
Now hold on, hold on an MINIT. Hold on an MINIT here.
All right, that's story number one.
There
friend.
You go. Story number one. In We're the book. Off and running. It is Dumb People Town. Moshe Kasher is here with us. We're going to talk about all the great stuff that he's got out in the world right after this break.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. I'm Jason Sklar, he's Randy, and he's Daniel Van Kirk. We need to let you know that we are going to be up in Moshe Kasherville, which is Northern California, the Bay Area. We're going to be in San Francisco on Friday night doing a live Dumb People Town with Amy Mann, Ted Leo, and Chris Redd at the Marines Memorial Theater. It is a giant theater.
Have you done that theater up there?
I'm also doing a live podcast at the Marines Memorial Theater with Natasha Leggero for our podcast, The Endless Honeymoon Podcast, the weekend after.
Oh, you should go to both.
So here's your deal. There you go. We have your next two, is your Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, we have your next two weekends planned out, podcast listener and fan. Sketchfest comes to San Francisco one time a year, and the best shows are there. Come see us this Friday night at Marines Memorial Theater, then you know how to get there.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's right.
You come back the following Saturday night, and you come see The Honeymoon podcast.
But can I tell them what they should do Friday night?
Yes.
Do that.
Well, this ties in directly to what I wanted to talk about, which is that Friday night at the Swedish American Music Hall.
The 24th?
The 24th. My album, my stand-up crowd work album release party
yes.
for my new album called Crowd Surfing.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm very excited.
Lovely.
About it.
That's awesome. And is it all a compilation of you just messing with the crowd and doing work off of that? Or are there some bits that you've written?
No, there are no bits. It's a fully improvised album. And so I struggled with the idea. It's something that I love to do. You guys are good
you
at
are
it.
You are great
phenomenal
at it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are so good.
And I always feel like, I always feel like it gets short shrift as a part of the comedic art form because it's so temporary usually. It usually only really exists in the moment, at the night. So I came up with a semi-concept for the album, which is that I read news stories that are kind of dumb from around the country.
That is our podcast.
You're going to love my album.
Stupid People City.
No, it's the concept was, it's not a huge concept, but it's like rather than just commenting on the people that I see or what they do, I basically ask them like five specific questions. Like, what's the wildest sexual experience you ever had? What's the craziest night on drugs you've ever had? Have you ever been arrested? There's a few specific questions.
Sure.
So that then they were essentially telling stories from their lives.
And
they
were riffing off of their stories.
And they had a mic. And so so you can hear them very clearly. And it was a really special, really awesome few nights. And it's a really awesome album. I'm very proud
of
it.
I can't wait to hear that.
So
congrats.
You know, there. So I've seen a couple different takes on a crowd work type album. All of them feel really different to me, and all of them feel like there's room for like,
yeah. It's like saying I only like one stand.
Judah Friedlander's sort of press conference about America is a very different concept than yours, but at the same time, it is improvised work, but it lives within a framework.
Well,
I think it's super cool.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. I always feel like. It's sad that crowd work doesn't get the respect that it deserves as a part of the comedic art form. And I think part of it is because it's temporary, but it's like, as we all know, seeing certain people perform live was so much more magical. Like Patrice was perhaps the greatest live show I ever saw in my life. Mm-hmm. And I think Elephant in the Room was pretty damn close to seeing him live. But actually seeing him live was like this kind of alchemy, mind-bending experience. Judah's another example who's got like, he's got bizarre, specific concept crowd work. You know, he has a position as like, I am the best at all
things.
The
greatest ever, right.
And then here from that position.
So whatever you say, that's the horse I'm going to be speaking down from riding atop of.
There's Todd Barry's
thing. Todd Barry's thing is amazing too.
And Paula Poundstone, there's some moments in her early specials that are like, how did you do this? I just feel like it, to me as a performer, it's the most fun I have on stage is when I'm sort of, I always say, the more fun I'm having, the less jokes I'm telling. And so I think I captured most of the magic in this album.
So when you go to do a special, and you've done some amazing specials, hour-long specials, Netflix, Comedy Central, and whatnot, you are thinking as you're standing backstage, and Dan just recorded his first album, okay, I just want to make sure I get everything right.
Exactly.
I just want to make sure the order's correctly. I don't want to forget anything. I want to deliver it in the best possible way. I want to be in the moment as well. This thing, you're standing backstage, you're like, I don't know how it's going to go.
100%.
I have no clue how it's going
to
go.
To me, that's
so exciting.
That's the funnest part of crowd work is that it's completely walking out, throwing a life preserver out to the audience, hoping that you're fast enough and they're interesting enough to create something that will make the ticket price
And did the
worth
audience
it.
Know?
And to be
that
clear,
that's
funnest,
what it was
funnest is not a word. It
no,
would be
it
more
fun.
Most fun.
Most fun. Most funnest.
Right. Okay. Most
Ain't funnest. No half stepping. Welcome to Big Daddy's Canes.
Thank
Copy
you.
That.
So the question is, did they know what
it's
they were
getting? It's all half stepping.
It's all half stepping.
When you have a cane, everything is a half step.
And also, a lot of people think that crowd work is half stepping.
It
but
is
it
not.
Ain't. It ain't. It ain't no half stepping. It's full stepping.
Did the crowd know what they were getting?
going into as far as the nights?
And did you record it all in one night, or was it over 3 nights?
Recorded over basically a Friday and Saturday at the DC Improv. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into because they were holding mics.
That's awesome.
They knew that they were involved in it, and it's a cool. I just think it's a lot of fun.
I cannot wait to hear this album. And the name of the album is
Crowd Surfing. And I had this concept for it because that is sort of what you're doing. It's like I always feel like
surfing the wave of the crowd. Yeah, and what
seeing what
you.
They have.
And at any point, you could fall and hit the floor.
Exactly. The closest I ever get to stand-up comedy philosophy is that every crowd has a story to tell, and if I don't find it, it's not because it wasn't there. It's because I didn't do my job that night.
Well,
and
it's important that you... That's such a... Kirk Fox, who I know you know, and he's just fantastic.
Hate him. I hate him. Wow. Yeah, I love
serious
him.
Beef Jesus with Kirk. Christ.
Yeah.
What an
thing to I thought say. That's why you were bringing it
no,
up.
No. I brought him up because one time at the comedy store, we saw him, and the crowd was just weird. It was just weird. I saw him and he came on stage. We're like, what the hell's going on there? And he's like, they just gave me what they gave me and I took it and did what I did. It's like, never can know what it's going to be. You just got to take what they're giving you. And that I was like, that is the most connected you can be. That's what you're just describing, is being connected in that moment.
Exactly. And there's nothing better for an audience, but it does, like I said, it does feel temporary. And I feel like maybe I patched that issue.
Well, you crowd surfing.
Find out if he solved it.
And then Friday night, the
24th.
So that comes out the 24th. And actually, maybe since this comes out tomorrow, what if I just, is it weird to read a URL where people can
do it right now? And then as
can
we
pre-order,
as Dan
you know,
gets us ready for the next
people
thing.
People can straight up pre-order. This is a bit of a weird URL, folks. So I
hope
you
it's
to
long
get
and hard
it's not
to remember.
Long, it's just weird. It's ORCD.co/crowdsurfing. ORCD.co/crowdsurfing. You can order it, pre-order it, or you can go, if this is after the 24th, anywhere you would find
anytime.
An album.
Okay, nice. Let's jump into another story, shall we?
Hey, you ready? Here we go. Macon man arrested for doing donuts. For dumbest reason possible.
And this is just him fucking donuts, right?
It's a very casual newspaper.
He was doing donuts. Hey. Hey, look at him, he's doing donuts over
How
there.
How did he get the cream in those Boston creams? Hey.
This was sent in by Ben Potter at PotterPotter100. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Where was I? Here we are.
Okay. Man does donuts. Man doing donuts.
Pedestrians yelled and dashed out of the way last week in downtown Macon. I mean, come on.
Wait a minute. Is this another Macon story?
Macon, Georgia?
Yeah.
Macon, Georgia.
Wait, was the last one in Macon?
No. The last one was, I want to say.
I kind of like over here, like, what's going on in Macon? But then
Georgia.
I realized that nothing. It's regular. It
they be making some crazy shit happen there.
Where was I? Okay, here we go. They yelled and dashed out of the way last week in downtown Macon as a man in a pickup truck spun burnouts along 2nd Street in front of a popular nightclub.
Sure.
Probably still wondering why they won't let him in.
You knew he wasn't in a Prius. Okay, we knew that much. Or a man in Nissan Leaf scares the hell out of
Do you think you could do a donut in a Leaf? You could only do a bagel in a Leaf,
you
I think.
Only do a bagel.
He's doing bagels. But just so you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but speaking of my home of Northern California, Oakland has a rich and storied history of spinning donuts in something we call the sideshow in Oakland. And
what
it's literally a car thing. It's a form of entertainment in East Oakland and West Oakland in the straight up in the hood, mm-hmm. where there'll be 100 people getting together and they'll create kind of a human circle and people will spin donuts and do the sideshow. They'll put on their music, all the kind of muscle cars will come and they'll spin around, people get hit sometimes.
People get hit.
The wall. You're the edge. You're the wall. You're setting the edge.
You're the edge, and that's actually where the edge from U2 was discovered.
True that.
Side show in California. Yes.
Jangly guitars.
Now, what street was that on?
It doesn't have a name.
What are we, a comedy team now?
See, in Rochelle.
Natasha and Randy start a team. And
yeah, we already are.
In my hometown in Rochelle, Illinois.
We're the other period.
We would, in the winter, you would go to the parking lot, like right after it was like starting to snow, but not like much, and we would just do donuts.
So fun
in the snow. You just spin out over and over.
It is a fun thing. A donut is fun.
You brake and gas at the same time.
Then you gas a little, and then you slam the brakes and turn the wheel.
Or if you have a stick shift, you know you put it into you put the clutch in and you rev, and then you pop the clutch out, and then it likes to spin.
Love it.
the November 30th episode. I also love that this happened in front of a popular nightclub.
Sure.
That hit nightclub in Macon. Yeah. The November 30th episode outside the crazy...
Shaken in Macon?
Shaken in Macon.
Shaken Macon?
Outside the Crazy Bull. That's the name of the nightclub. Crazy Bull.
Big Daddy, like, Big Daddy's Crazy Bull.
I hear this story and I'm like, Lizzie Grubman did not learn her lesson. She did not.
It involves a man at the wheel of a dark blue 2009 Ford F-150.
By the way, 2009 is now an 11-year-old car.
11-year-old car?
Just wow. Yeah. The world now.
That belonged to his wife. So he's in front of a nightclub in his
car.
Wife's truck doing donuts.
That. That's sweet.
That's love. Sweet about that.
That's love.
It was about 11:30 p.m. when an off-duty Bibb County Sheriff's deputy who was apparently providing...
Josiah!
providing
there he goes.
Security at the club heard, quote, loud screeching noises of tires being spun. An incident report said.
Jesus.
The report added that the truck's rear tire smoked as the pickup did a donut at the intersection of 2nd and Cherry Street.
Josiah was quoted as saying, now, normally I do like a donut.
I do.
But this is the wrong
this
sort.
This is the one donut I can't go
I will
for.
Say no to.
That joke brought to you by 1989.
Folks.
This was during a time that pedestrian foot traffic was heavy downtown, and you could see people moving quickly away and yelling. The deputy walked into the street, halted the truck, and asked the driver why he was making a scene.
Dan, the answer to that question goes way back to when his dad left. When he was six.
I want to think that he said, why are you making a scene? He kind of winked at him.
You know
the driver, Omar Torres of Macon, Georgia, reportedly said, quote, so the guy walks out.
Why are you making a scene?
Why are you making a scene? And
he's teeing you up to say anything.
Why are you doing this?
Here he goes.
11:30 at night in front of Crazy Bull.
Tons of people.
Quote, I was trying to impress some girls.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, at least you were doing it in your wife's car.
That's my point.
Also, I thought this was the dumbest reason ever. Why does anyone do donuts? It's always to impress girls. You never go to the Castro or West Hollywood and right. see people doing donuts.
That doesn't impress other dudes.
I was trying to impress some boys.
That's
right. Kroll, Nick Kroll has that joke where he, I don't even know if he tells it anymore, but like, who's the person that like goes by in like a Harley or some like mufflered out deal that's like shattering windows and like making dogs' ears bleed? Yeah. Like, do they imagine that there's one person out there like sitting at a cafe outside that goes, who's that catch?
And then runs at flash like speed to jump on the back.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, Big Daddy, let's ride to Macon.
What are you doing? Trying to impress girls. Yeah. That's also, like, it's misguided. That conversation.
It's a misguided attempt to woo, which I also consider the same thing as like the Thunder Down Under. They're thinking themselves, right. We're working out every day. We're gonna get the hottest woman of these shows, and it's all dudes.
No, totally. Like, but here's the way you woo a woman is not with a car. It's not with a donut. It's so simple. You stand on a street corner. When she walks by, you say, "Hey, honey,
hey,
where are you going?
Yes.
Smile
where
a little bit. Why the down
why
face?
Why you look like that?
Yeah.
Why you look like
ooh,
that?
Oh shit, that ass thick right now. I want to eat it like a sandwich."
Those your work clothes? Can I trust you with my fears?
Yeah, I opened a mini mart. It's called Big Daddy's. You know why they call me Big, right? All that kind
It'll
of
only
stuff.
Take an MINIT with us. Let's do it. Come on.
You trustworthy?
Okay. You trustworthy?
I've been hurt before. I didn't have a strong male figure in my
know
life.
I'm standing out here by my own.
Hey, girl, what's your love language?
I think self-deprecating catcalls could be the new way.
Thing.
Yo, what's I got a lot. Language? I got a lot
hey,
of
baby,
emotional
baby.
Baggage. You want an unconfident man? Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
You
hey,
affirming
baby.
Words? Because it doesn't feel like it right
hey,
now.
Hey, baby, smile or don't smile. I understand why I wouldn't make a woman smile. I'm lonely.
That consent going to be enthusiastic?
Hey, baby, when you walk away, I'm going to think about how sad I am.
Okay.
Self-deprecating cat.
But imagine that conversation. Babe, where are you going? Just for a drive. I just got to pick some up. It's cool if I take your truck? Yeah, that's
sure.
fine.
Oh, yeah. Just go please don't try to impress girls with donuts this time.
Quote,
okay, I'm good.
I was trying to impress girls walking in the intersection. That's also great. Oh. Kill them.
That's right.
Fucking idiot.
So okay, you know. So you ran me over. That don't impress me much. Kind of a thing. Shania.
But literally, he could be making an impression on them by literally tire marks on their chest.
Torres.
Hey, you know this all started with they're walking across the street. He's like, hey, you want to see something?
Have you ever been run over? Anyone here?
No.
I've been hit by a car.
I've been run over. My grandma ran my foot over. And she pulled up on my foot.
and it stopped on top of my foot. No. I started screaming.
Keep going.
Grandma, yeah. Grandma, you're on my foot. Help. And she goes, I go, move the car. She goes, which way, forward or backward? I was like, fuck, it doesn't matter.
Just do it. And you're already talking loud because both your parents are hearing impaired. So, and she can't hear.
She's not Jason. My parent.
Oh, sorry.
She's my grandparent.
Oh, sorry.
But,
speaking, she actually heard less than your mom.
Speaking of car issues, that same grandma in the 1989 gigantic Loma Prieta earthquake. My grandma lived in a high-rise apartment building that had a parking lot underneath it, but it wasn't like a part of the building. It was like there were pylons.
Yeah.
So it was open, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, yes.
She, when the building started shaking, ran downstairs to save her 1988 Toyota Camry.
Smart.
Yep.
Yeah. Just in case the whole building
came
were to
down.
Collapse
she
in that
wanted
area.
To be there for
she
it.
Wanted to go down there. Anyway,
down
she
there.
Had some car
go
issues.
Go down there.
Great call.
Taurus. Okay, so the guy walks up. What are you doing? Trying to impress those girls in the intersection. Torres was also said to have asked the deputy, please don't tow my wife's truck.
Aww,
come on.
That's
some
so sad.
Hey, that doesn't impress girls.
That is sad.
By the way, saying please to cops works.
Is that true?
Yes. I've gotten out of two tickets
Shut
by saying
up.
Please.
Now, you're an African-American male?
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Two tickets.
I feel like the please has a diminishing return.
Saying please works if you're
circles.
A white dude.
Who's
saying please?
Torres was jailed on two charges, reckless driving and driving without a license.
Oh.
It just keeps getting this better
guy.
For
license
this guy.
To ill.
Oh boy.
I'm going to ask you guys.
So listen, you don't have a license and just whatever you do, do not like make a scene.
With no license, you take your wife's truck to do donuts in the middle of an intersection.
Very funny idea. They're like, I'll probably get away with this.
Yes. I'll ask you guys and then we'll get out of this second story. How old
Is Omar?
Yes. Ooh. Is Omar who did his wife's truck donuts
in the
intersection
to
impress
girls
outside a crazy bowl at 11:30 p.m.
You're setting this up to make it. He must be older than we think.
Guy, you don't know.
He
always asks. You don't
know.
No,
I just give you all the facts.
I'm going to say 28.
28 years old for Moshe.
That's what I was going in the same direction. Like they've been married since they were 17.
So, right.
11-year marriage.
10-year
itch. By some I'm going to say 20. God, I was going to say 29. I'm not gonna cut him off like that. I'm gonna say 26.
26.
Okay. I'm gonna say 31.
I'm gonna change mine to $1.
No, wait, no, it's not what he's doing.
Okay, ready? The man. What is his name? Is Omar?
Omar Torres.
Thanks, Omar Torres. Thanks for the assist. Omar Torres, who I'm sure pissed off his wife, but impressed some women. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Get your answers in now, townies, and we'll go on to the next story. Is 34 years old.
Oh, I'll take that.
Old.
We were in the same ballpark.
Slightly too old.
30. Yes.
He's old enough to know better, but not too old where he can't do donuts. All right, there you go. Story two, down in the books. Can you give us a little teaser of what we're going to see in the final segment?
There's a new fad in this world, and it's crazy.
Oh, I can't wait to find out. Moshe Kasher's with us. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go nowhere, or go somewhere, but don't go. Just
don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here, back with Dana Van Kirk and Moshe Kasher. This is Dumb People Town. Moshe Kasher, a great follow on the Twitter and the Instagrams.
Oh, well, thank you.
Follow him at Moshe Kasher.
Your tweet from a couple weeks ago, once a week I get DM'd asking me how I got Natasha.
Oh, constant. Constant.
And I was reading
how many
some
times
of the
did she get DM'd asking how did you that's land
very
Moshe
very sweet of you to ask, and
then
I think you know the answer.
Never.
And then I got to watch.
It's a zero.
Twice a week.
And then I got to watch what I also love is personal friends of yours. Making jokes, right? To which you would respond to because that's your friend, and you're like, all right, we'll fuck with each other.
Sure.
But then people who do not know
you guys
at all,
right?
Also trying to like say the same shit, and I always love when there's no faves on it and no response. I'm like, you're not. This
not
isn't the
friend.
Same rules.
Yeah, well, me and Jonah.
You're like, I'm not writing this to Jonah.
Me and Jonah were talking about Jonah Ray. We're talking about it. It's like there used to be a time on Twitter when two friends would go at each other's throats, and everyone acknowledged that it was a show that they were allowed to watch.
Right.
It was like two buddies going.
Right.
But now it's just like, I think you're both ugly. It's like, who are
yeah.
you?
You're yeah, not no invited. No one asked you.
I usually just mute people if I ever write anything back to any dumb person. I just write, go home.
Oh.
That's all. I'm just like, go home.
I
because then they're like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, I'm done with
it. I want a bot that autofills who cares to every Twitter at reply I get. Everybody that ever writes me anything, just who cares? Yeah. Do you guys know about, this is a powerful tool that I found out about from Sarah Schaefer, very funny comedian.
Yes,
so clever.
She told me about the, do you know about the force unfollow? This is great stuff. So the I probably shouldn't even say it on the air because then people will kind of get wise to it.
It's okay. We're all friends.
You know, you block people and sure. then they go, victory, you know, right. flawless victory. And they're right. blocked by the Sklar brothers, yep. you know. So what you do is the force unfollow, which is that you can block people, uh-huh. then immediately unblock them, which forces them to unfollow you, and then you mute them. So they are no longer following you, and you no longer can see their tweets, and they don't know what happened. It's a,
oh,
I would say
I like
it's a
that.
Moi.
Oh,
it's a moi.
It's so wow. good.
Because I just always it. Mute. Yeah, I don't even give them. So now I'm going to do that.
They don't
so
even know.
Block,
they get nothing. They don't know.
You block.
You immediately unblock, which causes them to unfollow you, mm-hmm. so they can't see your tweets anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless they refollow you, but usually people aren't combing right. through their right. who they right. follow
and then you
like
mute
that.
Them.
And then you mute them, and then perfect. They're gone. They're out of your
love
life.
It. Ooh, it. That's beautiful.
But you know what does suck about Twitter is you mute someone, and it go in your comments, it says, this tweet not available because the person who did it, you muted.
And then it's I like, usually tap to be like,
yeah,
who
of course
was that?
You want to see. It's that's like, right. wait, I don't need that. Right. I wanted to mute them, not
so
to
so
be
I don't
reminded.
Even know that anything's
don't,
happening.
Don't yeah, put it yeah. out
don't
there.
Tell me about activity
something
that I don't
negative
see.
Is
remove
being said.
The evidence, yeah. is what I say. All right, is that so that's a new fad we may be
new
started
trend.
Right here. New trend. Daniel,
okay,
do you
ready?
Have a new trend for
this
us?
This was sent in by Jeffrey Alberghini.
I love this
at
guy.
JJ Alberghini. JJ Alberghini.
Either in airlines from the 1970s, the
Alberghini
Air. Alberghini Air. Or it's the car that won Le Mans after Ken Miles died. Or it's the Italian restaurant that's around the corner that your mom's always like, let's just order from there.
Just go to Alberghini's.
Alberghini.
They put too much olive oil in the pesto. I'm sorry.
I put this third because one, it kind of fits that slot for what we usually do here. But also,
you can afford a Lamborghini.
No.
No, I'm not quite
so
there
sorry,
yet.
It's
an Alberghini.
It's so actually a three cylinder. Is that even possible? Is that possible?
The logo's a donkey. Okay. All right.
On its hind legs.
For sure. Yeah. No, it's riled up.
It's just an eggplant.
I didn't even read the story. I just read the headline. And I was like, I'm doing this with Moshe. It'll work.
Okay.
Perineum sunning is the latest insanity wellness influencers swear by.
Sure.
What is perineum?
You know what?
Yeah.
Perineum is your taint, your
yes.
grundle, oh,
yeah, okay.
Your
grundle?
Special spot. I don't like that.
I go
perineum.
Oh, yeah, perineum.
I go perineum, or I just keep saying, little lower, little lower.
Yeah. Little higher, little higher, little higher, a little lower.
Okay. So I can show you this picture. People are just laying out,
and just
literally laying out.
Sunning their taint.
Yes. Yeah.
What is the point?
Who is getting that intimate of a look?
That sensitive area of skin absorbs a ton of vitamin D.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's not exposed.
There's actually an area right underneath it that also absorbs D.
That's
true.
Yeah.
That's an anal
a
sex
lot of vitamin
yeah,
D.
Yeah.
And one that gives.
Yeah, that's right.
A little luck.
one that receives.
They're soaking up some rays where the sun don't shine. The hottest trend gripping wellness diehards is tanning their cans or perineum sunning, as influencers are calling it.
Now, what if you go in a tanning bed and try this? So it's artificially
no bed
that can close.
They should
down.
Make a special, like, they should just design one where there's a area for your legs to pop into. You can just...
Little, like, bed stirrups.
Yeah, that's
into.
Nice.
Yeah.
What happened, by the way, in the last 5 to 10 years, I feel like every person who was, like, a alcoholic, unemployed mm-hmm. loser mm-hmm. now is like a spiritual wellness guru on Instagram. There I don't understand the switch that's occurred.
Because they got clean, man.
They got addicted
they
to something
clean.
Else. They got addicted to something
I thought you
else.
Were
telling
say,
people what to do.
Right.
Because I've wondered this. Power. In awesome the last 15 years, have you realized how much as a society we've gotten rid of tanning salons and wet t-shirt contests?
Is that true?
Remember the early, like, 2000s? It was like
where
everything
are you
on TV.
From?
I
lots just, of yeah. wet t-shirt
I
contests.
Did, in Oakland, there wasn't a lot of wet t-shirt contests
no,
and tanning salons,
no.
if you know what I'm saying.
I'm talking about, remember all of the, like, Girls Gone Wild
sure.
and all that shit, and, like, bars would have these all the time, and now they just, no one's doing that anymore. And I'm here for that. That's fine.
You want it to be gone?
I'm cool with it being
sure,
gone.
I get that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And tanning salons.
Teach
so
his
like
own
tanning,
is what
everybody
Moshe's
was
saying. There's always a Hollywood tan, like, everywhere. You know, everywhere not here.
I don't
like,
think so anymore.
I think that the wanton celebration of sexuality has sort of gone out the window as we've become a more politically tense.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so. And I actually think people are putting that now, instead of at bars during contests, on Instagram.
Right. Like they're putting all of that
the
in a
thought is online.
Yeah, that I exactly. This is a shot that I can curate.
The thirsty thought.
The thirsty thought. Well, that's actually a pub that I'm opening.
The thirsty thought.
Yeah.
Boston
University in the Quad. We just opened up a thirsty thought.
And it's all just a place where you can Instagram your body and
then also get a lot, check out books.
Yeah,
like
and also there's a bar where you can sit on a stool and you can pull out a telescoping tanning light and just put it in
right on your
shirt and put it.
It's a laser pointer. That's also a tanning pointer.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on, says influencer and obvious scientist Ra of Earth on Instagram.
Oh, Ra of Earth.
That's the big fat Jewish of wellness.
Because they stole it. In a viral video that has racked up more than 35,000 views, he gestures.
Is that a viral video nowadays?
35,000?
Yeah. I guess maybe.
He gestures towards
the
sun.
No, he meant that there's literally a virus on his asshole. He's trying to cure with sunlight. He's trying to burn it off.
Burn it off.
He gestures towards the sun as three naked men lie down, point their backsides to the sky and make sounds of pleasure. I feel like that's an add-on. You don't need to do that.
Did you need? That's gilding the lily, as it were.
Robert,
the brown lily.
That's browning the perineum, if you will.
Ra of Earth has also posted a step-by-step sun worship exercise pulled from The Tao of Sexology, The Book of Infinite Wisdom by Dr. Stephen T. Chang, and says the practice can help keep the area healthy and free of germs.
I just don't think that's true.
I don't know.
As John Hamm said very famously on SNL, you got to wash. They got to wash their ass.
You got to wash their ass.
Chang and Ra of Earth aren't the only ones either. Other influencers appear to be just as inspired to catch some ultraviolet rays. Yeah. 30 seconds of direct sunlight injection to the anal orifice is the equivalent of being outside in the sun all day.
That's bad. Right. That is bad.
Being
out in
the
sun
all day is
bad.
Right. By the way, like, just the fact that you now don't have to go outside, that also is bad too. Like, so when Jay and I one time went to a friend of ours, like, worked for Six Flags, like Six Flags Entertainment, and he's like, there's an employee, have we talked about this on the show? I think we may.
I don't know.
There's an employee night at Six Flags out here, Magic Mountain, okay, nearby us. Mm-hmm. You guys can go out, only going to be 2,000 people in the whole park. Yep. You can ride whatever rides you want. So
I do AAA night. For the same reason.
Okay, so we would get on a roller coaster, and you come right back, and you get on that same roller coaster going the other. It is the best, but it scrambles
after 2 hours.
Your brain.
That's true, yeah.
Realize the line is important.
The line is important.
The line is to settle your stomach.
Get you back to zero.
Your brain. I was like, this is great that there's no line, but my brain feels rubbery in a way that it shouldn't, and the line actually equalizes you. Going outside for different parts during the day, like, you shouldn't just get it all in 30 seconds.
Right? Also, this is not a thing that is healthy. It's
not
so
real.
Funny. It's like by drinking this concentrated bit of toxic sludge, you can get the amount of toxic poisoning that you get from a full week's worth of exposure.
Yeah. In one little 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
In.
You got
give
it.
Give me some of that
I'm
sludge.
In. Well, the person who just said that 30 seconds is also, it's also says 30 seconds is good, that was influencer Troy Casey. One Californian.
Of Earth or somewhere else?
Of Earth.
Okay.
One Californian.
By the way, this is what the Fire Festival should have been.
Claims that butt chugging vitamin D not only helps her sleep, but helps to regulate her hormones. For the past few weeks, I have included sunning my bum and yoni. I don't know what that is.
That's a vagina.
Okay.
A vagina.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Into my daily rising routine, a woman who goes by Metaphysical Megan captions
an image.
I thought
yonis were adult men who are into My Little Ponies. Is that
no,
right?
No, yonis are adult men, adult Jewish men. They're often
yoni.
Yonis. No, yoni and lingam. Those are the Sanskrit words for vagina and penis.
Really?
Lingam is penis. Yoni lingam. Is vagina.
Thank
yoni
you.
And yeah. Lingam could be like the Sanskrit version of Rizzoli and Isles.
You two and this joke do not give them that much.
I love that joke so much.
He likes it. No. Any this and this becomes our version of Rizzoli.
But anything.
Yoni and lingam are not only like Hindu words for genitalia, they've also become like their hot buzzwords in the like hippie Burning
Kearney,
Man
yes.
world.
Yeah.
They love to say my yoni.
Wait, Randy, did you go to Burning Man?
I went to, I don't know if you know this, but Moshe and I, this is what I love.
Almost hung out at Burning Man twice.
We almost hung out at Burning Man twice, but we, on the first year I went, as I was driving driving up in the like 9 hour drive by myself. Moshe and I for an hour and a half just talked to each other as we both drove up there.
And
it was
didn't
so
hang
nice.
Out there.
It sucked.
Are we
gonna, but it was
are
really
you going
sweet.
This year?
I probably won't. Oh, my man. Daughter's bat mitzvah.
Moshe, oh, nice. Rory and I are going.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really? We'll hang yeah. out. I always hang out with comedian friends when they're at Burning Man. I make time for it.
I think Rory and I are going, and Dave Holmes is going too. I might be going with Dave.
I love this. You're going to love it. You know, I've been 20 times. 20.
Really? And you've never gotten messed up once.
I've never been fucked up at Burning Man.
And it hasn't changed since all 20 times. How many people will be sunning their tan on the playa right now?
100% that will.
Wait, what's your playa name, Moshe?
It's Moshe. There's not a lot of us running around. What is it? No.
Hot Clip. All right. Anyway,
Hot Clip?
Yes.
Oh, cute. We're going to change it to Yoni Sunning.
That's right.
That metaphysical Megan said all that while in captions of an image of herself fully naked on a rock. Megan says she first learned about perineum sunning through her study of Taoism and recently given up.
I just want to Tao.
It's Taoism. I know.
Oh, you already knew. Okay. All
right. He's waiting. Dan's waiting for us. Dan's baiting us into correcting him. And he already knows.
See, that's why we didn't say it the first time. I was willing to let it slide.
No, he didn't do it because he's waiting for someone to correct him so he can tell you he knows.
She recently gave up her morning cup of coffee in favor of sunning her anus.
Sure.
No more coffee.
It's a binary choice. Do the butt. It's one or the other. You got to choose.
The phenomenon.
It's so black and white.
Can't do both.
Yeah. It's actually black and brown.
White and brown. White, pink, and brown. I think it's how it works.
Or bleached.
Yeah, that's
right. Caught the wider internet's attention after one Twitter user posted Megan's photo and captioned to the tune of 80. This is her. Getting that morning butt sun in.
She looks happy. Yeah. She honestly looks happy.
She does.
Even late A-listers are sunning their bums. Big Little Lies actor Shailene Woodley, who is known for holistic lifestyle that doesn't even include a TV, has admitted she's also practiced a version of perineum sunning.
How many times has Shailene Woodley told people, hey, have you seen Mandalorian? I don't have a TV.
Right, I don't have a TV.
You can watch it on your phone. Guess what? People don't have TVs anymore,
Shailene. People don't watch anything on their TVs.
There is no TV anymore. There's YouTube TV.
You know, Laura Dern does it too, but that's only because she does everything. She's just literally getting hired to do every single thing.
I love Laura Dern so much.
Who doesn't
love
Laura Dern?
She's the same character. And she crushes it. But her character in Marriage Story felt the exact same as Renata in Big Little Lies. And I loved it all.
As General like Tadakbar Star Wars.
Loved it.
Hey, listen, she's great. Yeah, she's not
great. Why is everyone jumping on her unsunned perineum?
She's not the hack Meryl Streep is. She's a good actor.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having the courage to say that.
Yeah, nobody likes Meryl.
Believe it or not.
It's all woke culture that's making us pretend she's a good actor.
Straight streeping
I hate to do this, guys, but medical professionals are far from convinced that the practice
Wait a sec.
There's no evidence that sunbathing in this way has any effect on physical well-being. Dr. Diana Gall and Downer.
The gall to challenge this woman. Unbelievable. You're going to disagree with Raw from Earth, doctor?
You're about to, because listen to this. Dr. Diana Gall of UK-based online doctor service, Doctor For You.
And immediately I was excited until that got
now
down.
She's below.
Wait, you know less than the Raw.
It's the number four, the letter U. Doctor For You.
For you.
Yes, practicing mindfulness and meditation and getting your dose of vitamin D is beneficial for mental and physical health, but you don't need to damage your skin in the process from sun exposure. Gal suggests that a different and safer way is there's no other next. Oh, just be outside. There's
you
no
know
benefit
she
to
has a
in
corner
the
of the thing where she blogs on it called Gal Ready for This.
I enjoyed it.
I do too. While influencers are currently letting the sun shine in their back door, the Federal Trade Commission is having little luck convincing them to shed more light on product endorsements. That's like some sort of backhanded
light.
It's
like a back door.
The person who wrote this got tricked into buying a T-shirt, and they are mad about it. That's three stories, friend.
There you go. That's how we do it. All right. Here's what you're. This is what we have homework for you guys. But it's the
come
most
see us on this Friday night at Marines Memorial Theater.
Doing the live Dumb People Town with Chris Redd, Amy Mann, and Ted Leo doing music. So we've got, then you'll know
where you need to park, and then you'll know where
don't
you
leave.
Need to go.
Don't leave. There's literally so many hotels right around that theater. You could just stay there for a week.
If you're in San Francisco, the following Saturday night, you're gonna go see the Honeymoon Podcast.
But on Friday night, you go to the Swedish American Music Hall and come to my live album release. But if you don't live in San Francisco, you could just buy the album and pretend you were
in
there.
In the album release, are you going to do a little crowd work and whatnot and do
yes,
that?
I'm yes, I'm doing an all crowd work show okay, for the album release.
Fantastic.
And I'll be at the DC Improv the weekend after that, so we really have you hooked up.
Where can they nice, find all of your dates?
MosheCasher.com.
Check go check it out. This dude's the best. Thank you so much for joining us. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.